Thank you and good morning. On Wednesday night, soon-to-be former Arcata City Council member and soon-to-be Fortuna City Manager Mark Wheatley will attend his final meeting as an elected official in Arcata. Wheatley, who has served on the council since 2005 and who has three stints as mayor thrown in, will take over as city manager in Fortuna on April 1st. The Arcata City Council will issue a certificate of appreciation to Wheatley to honor his service to the city and then declare a vacancy and confirm that the appointment process to find a replacement has been opened. Wheatley was announced as Fortuna's new city manager last month, and the Fortuna City Council was unanimous in support of the hire. State Democratic leaders have introduced three bills aimed at protecting California's environment in the face of uncertainty at the federal level with the EPA. Senate Bill 49 would make current federal clean air, clean water, climate change, and endangered species standards enforceable under California state law. Senate Bill 50 would discourage the conveyance of federal lands to private developers for resource extraction and direct State Lands Commission to establish a right of first refusal by the state of any federal lands proposed for sale. Senate Bill 51, the Whistleblower and Public Data Protection Act, would ensure that licensed federal employees, such as attorneys or engineers, do not lose state licensure for revealing violations of law or unethical actions that would harm public health and safety. On Sunday, sheriff's deputies arrested two men, Scott Aragon and David Jones, in Garberville, after they tracked stolen property to the two men. A sharp-eyed deputy spotted Aragon, who was well-known to law enforcement, wearing shoes stolen from a burglary victim on Sunday morning. That led them to a motel room where more stolen items were recovered, including many items taken during burglaries in southern Humboldt over the past 2 weeks. Some of that stolen property has been returned to its rightful owners, but the sheriff's office has more that needs to go back as well. You can view pictures of that property on the sheriff's website or contact the sheriff's office for more information. The county budget team is warming up for its annual series of public budget meetings, and this year that will include discussions about Measure S, the local marijuana cultivation tax. The budget meetings begin on Thursday, with the first scheduled for Southern Humboldt at Friendship Hall at the KOA campground in Benbow. That will be followed by meetings in Willow Creek and Eureka. Attendees will be asked to provide priorities on where they think Measure S funding should be spent. It's estimated the measure will generate about $2 million in revenue for fiscal year 2017-2018. Motorists traveling through Eureka are advised to prepare for detours and lane closures, as paving will take place at various locations during the final phase of the Mad River Pipeline project. Construction will take place between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. at Harrison Avenue from Wilson Street to Cherry Court, Wilson from Walford to Harrison, and Walford from Timber Ridge Lane to Wilson. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. To hear a CHP captain remind drivers to slow down and be more cautious is like hearing mom telling you to be careful when you go out to play. You've heard it all before, but it only takes one failed attempt on that rickety bike ramp you built to see you on the way to the emergency room with a broken bone. CHP Captain Brett Fabry wants local motorists to slow down and take some time to plan and prepare before they leave home. Road closures or delays in the winter and weather-related issues are common.
So the key in all this is preparation, allowing yourself enough time to get where you need to go, and realizing that just because somebody tells you that, oh yeah, you can take this county road out and around and through the mountain here, if you're not prepared or you haven't been there before, the weather conditions change in a hurry.
Trinity County had to issue a request to residents to not use snow-covered roads to get around the slide on 299. They kept getting stuck, and Fabri said that the CHP is still prepared to assist those who need it.
You got to take your time, and you have to make sure that you check on the route that you're going to take. We're prepared to help you whenever something is going to happen, and you know the tow companies are on board with us, and they're helping out as well. But you know, we ask people just, hey, it's the winter time. Slow down. Give yourself some extra time. It's going to take you longer to get there in the winter than it is in the summer.
The winter weather has left local roads and highways in rough shape, and you should remember to keep that in mind when you get behind the wheel. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.